Here, Mesechta Krisis. Mishnah starts off, Shloishim Vishesh Krisis Batera. 36 Krisis, it says in the Torah, means a 36 Averis, that Rashi says, if you do it benezid, and you do not have Hasroah, so then you get Koros. There's a lot of easy surim. If it would have been done with Hasroah, you'd be Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Chenik, Chayiv Skila, we'll soon see. Some of them you get Malkus if you do it Behasroah. For the kids, if you do any one of these 36 Averis, if you do it the Nazid, but just there was no Hasroah, then you Chayiv Koros. So then if you do it the Shoigig, then you only Chayiv Chatis. So what of these 36? The Mishnah says, Habu Aleim, if a son lives with his mother, has beer with his mother, so again, if he does it the Nazid, without Hasroah, he's Chayiv Koros. Exactly what is Koros is the Machlokes. Here Rashi is Mashma Koros means that you'll die without having children. If you live with your father's wife, even though it's not your mother, means you live with your daughter-in-law, with your son's wife. If a man lives with another zohar, he's chayv koris. If a man lives with an animal, he's chayv koris. If an isha brings an animal upon her, also she's chayv koris. If someone lives with a lady and with the daughter of the lady, even though it's not your daughter, but it's also to live with an isho bita, or then it's also to live with the grandmother and the mother, any type of an isho bita is also. So if somebody lives with an ishus ish with a married lady, it's chayiv koros, again without hasroah. Habu ala chayisai, someone lives with his sister, fiala chayis aviv, or else your father's sister, your aunt, fiala chayis ima, your mother's sister, your wife's sister, you live with her, Yichayev Koros. V'yaleishes Achiv, or your brother's wife. V'yaleishes Achiyoviv, or else the brother of your, the wife of your father's brother, also your aunt, your uncle's wife. Then in parentheses, it's supposed to be taken out, it says V'yaleishes Achiyimoy, because that's only Midrabon, that's only Ashniyev, that's not also Midiraisa, so we're not Gerusit. V'yal Hanida, if a man lives with, even with his own wife, when she's a Nida, he's Chayev Koros. If somebody curses Hashem, he's Chayiv Koros. Or else, the Oyvid Avodah Zarah, somebody worships Avodah Zarah, he's Chayiv Koros. Another type of an Avodah Zarah, if you give your son La Melech, is also allowed. The Pasuk says, Mizarach Olesita Lahavah La Melech. There was a type of an Avodah that used to do there with fire and burn them or walk in between the fire. Sichayv Koros or also Baloiv. If somebody does this type of a Kishuf Baloiv, that means you take a Gugurla Shomesh, you take the skull of a mace, and you put it underneath your arms, and you make a talk. So that's called a Baloiv. For that, Sichayv Koros. HaMachalas HaShabbos, somebody's Machalas Shabbos, again, you do it the Nezid, without Hasroah, Sichayv Koros. V'Tomei Shochel Es HaKodesh. A person that's Tomei, and he eats Kodshim, he eats from a Kabonis. So even if he's a Kayin, he's Chayiv Koros. Fi habo la mikdash tomei, or a Kayin that's tomei, and he comes into the base of mikdash, also he's Chayiv Koros. Hoich al chaylev, however he eats chaylev from a behemo, the chaylev is treif. He Chayiv Koros for that. Fi dom, if you eat the blood from an animal, he Chayiv Koros. Noiser, by a carbon was left overnight. So it's a psul noiser, also he Chayiv Koros. Or pigul, also the Kayin had the wrong mach shavis, b'shach ha-dalar avoidis. To make the Zrika the wrong time. Says, if a pigul, if you eat it, you chayiv koros. Ha-sheichet yamala bachut, someone takes a korban, and he shechs it outside the base of mikdash, he's chayiv koros. And secondly, if he zumakter, he burns it outside the base of mikdash, he's chayiv koros. Even though he did not shech it there. So if one person shechs it, and one person was mala, burnt it outside bachut, they're both chayiv koros. Ho-oichel chometz pesach. If somebody eats chometz on Pesach, he's chayiv koros. Again, b'meizid yichayiv koros, and b'shoigig on these things yichayiv echatis. V'yoichel v'yoisem melocha b'yom kippurim. If somebody eats or does a melocha on Yom Kippur, also he's chayiv koros. Hamefatem es hashemen. Somebody goes to make the shemen, the same way the shemen amishchu was in the base of Migdash, and you do it k'dei losach bo, you do it to shmir on your body, so yichayiv koros. As the Pasuk says, that's supposed to make it. So if you make the same type of shemen they had then, you're over a chayiv koros. the Amafatim is the Keteris, or somebody makes the Keteris the same way they had at the end of the Beis Hamikdash, and you do it Amanas L'Reach to smell it, so you take these 11 Samamonim and you make the right amount of the Keteris, that you have Keteris. If you have this Shemen HaMishcha and you use it, you anoint yourself with it, for that you have Koros. HaPesach HaYamila Mitzvah Saseh, that if you do not bring a Korban Pesach Bizmano, or else you do not make a Mila Bizmano, even though they're only Mitzvah Saseh, for these things you have Koros. Now the Mishnah says, Al Elu, on all these things we just mentioned, whether it's on these Mitzvahs Loi Saseh, Chayovim Al Doinim Koros, if you do them B'mezid, Yechayev Koros. V'yashir Rosom Chatis. If you do it B'shegeg, Yechayev Chatis. V'yalloi Hoidash Shalahem Oshem Toli. If you have a doubt what you did the Aveir or not, you're not for sure, so you have to be in Korban Oshem Toli. Chutz excluding Min HaMetame L'Migdash. If somebody is Tomei Min HaMetame Min HaMetame Migdash HaKadoshev. If somebody is Tomei and either goes into the base of Migdash or else eats Kabonis, these two places is not chayiv anoshim toli. Bevnei shu ba'oila v'yorid. Since the ma'ase, if you do the vadei chet of tumas mikdash kadoshov, the chayiv chatis is oila v'yorid. It's not a stationary one. It depends upon how rich you are, whether you could afford a behema or only a mincha or else the oifos. So then the aloch is Reb Meir holds that since bevadei it's an oila v'yorid, there's no dinoshim toli. Oshim toli is only if you know for sure you did the aveira. If the korban is kavua, then you chayiv in Oshem Toli. But even though you know for sure he did the Averis, and only in Oshem, it's a chatis oil of a yurid, therefore, if you do not for sure you did the Averis, you're parted from an Oshem Toli. So again, that's what the end of the Mishnah is saying now. V'aleilu means only on all the chayiv ilavin. La'fuki, the last two cases of the Mila and the Korban Pesach, is those were mitzvahs I say. So even though if you do not do them amazing, you chayiv korus, but the shogig, you're not chayiv a korban. A korban is only on these chayv lavin that b'shegosa yichayv echatis. And now it's a machlekes if you're not for sure you did the avera that yichayv a korban oshem toli chutz min hametamel mitzvah shegadoshev. The chomer of the chum say afa megadif. Even in the case where you curse Hashem, that avera also you're not chayv, not ashegosa echatis, and not on the suffix oshem toli. Why? Shinem, because the pasuk says. There's one halacha of all the averus that were done b'shogeg. Yotza megadif shein loisa maisa. Mashek, if you just curse Hashem, it's not called doing a maisa. See, when the pasuk says yichay bechatis, is only a loisa. You have to do an avera, maisa avera. But megadif cursing Hashem, but dibur, it's not called a did a maisa. Therefore, you're not chay bechatis, nor did you not chay benoshem toli. Now Rashi goes through in the Mishnah to explain. All the Makuris, where the Lafam of all these 36, except the last two of Mila and Pesach, where exactly the Lafam are, and exactly how we know each one has the Chiyuv Koros. But that's the Locha. The Chumash says a lot by all these, and also says the Chiyuv Koros. Nothing more says, Minyola.